Friends, the Psalms speak very much to our souls. They are so relevant in our need. They show us that actually situations haven't changed much in this world. Here is Asaph. He begins by saying, truly God is good to Israel. He's saying, this is my understanding. This is what I know to be true, and I have experienced it. But he says, but this is my testimony. This is my sad testimony. As for me, my feet were almost gone. I nearly slipped into sin. I nearly fell. And how was that? Through being discouraged. He was discouraged. He was looking around. He was looking at himself. And my friends, you do that. And you also, your feet might quickly slip. And he says, so he was discouraged because he became envious. He became envious. He began to entertain the sin of envy. And he began to look at people and see how the wicked are prospering. How they are doing quite well. They are, in terms of the things of this world, they are doing well. Health-wise, they are doing well. The plagues don't affect them. And yet look at God's people. They are weak, they perish, and all kinds of other things. And oftentimes we can feel the same. Oftentimes we can look around and we can become discouraged, and then we become hardened. And then we carry on going that path. If that happens to you, and it does happen to every one of God's people, you stop. You straight away turn around and look to God. That's what you ought to do. You go to the sanctuary, as he says. This was my case. And he says, when I was thinking about all of these things in verse 16, they were too painful for me. And then he says that word in verse 17, until something happened, until I went into the sanctuary of God. I went before the Lord with his people. And this is so important, my friends, of gathering together. He went, physically he went. And we could say spiritually, we go before God in prayer. But there is something else of coming and hearing the word of God in this manner. Going to a place where the word of God is faithfully preached. And he went in, and then he understood their end. God revealed these things to him. This is what's going to happen to these people. Yes, they are enjoying life now. They are having their heaven now, but that is not going to last forever. Things will not carry on like this. You look at the history of this world and you'll see it. The greatest and the best of men have fallen, and their thoughts have perished with them. Their desires have perished. And yet God's people have carried on. Somehow, miraculously, they have carried on. They have been turned from this place into another place. And God has had this light of the gospel burning. In some places weaker, in some places a great flame. But this flame has not been put out. And so you look to that. You look to the hope that is there in the gospel, the power of God in the gospel. You be a person who doesn't take our gatherings like this for granted, your own situation, your own life with the Lord for granted. And you stock up in your life, you store up in your own soul things that will help you for when the time comes, when discouragement surrounds you. And then you begin to put those things into practice and say, the word had said it, that these things will happen. The word had said that I will see these things all around me, but I'm not discouraged. I'm not going to entertain these gloomy thoughts. That has always been the case. So friends, be encouraged that the wicked of this world, as we will see soon in the matter of Egypt and Exodus, the people of this world who oppose the church of Jesus Christ and oppose God and stand against him, there will come a day that they will perish. things will not be as they are. So let us then put our trust in the Lord, and let us remember again, as he says, truly, God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. And that clean heart can only come through Christ, our blessed Savior, who gives us not just a clean heart, but a new heart. May the Lord then bless these thoughts. Amen.